Hello and welcome, everyone. This is David Kohanek with Hedge Fund Marketing Alliance, where we focus on strategies for raising capital and building stronger investor relationships. Today, I'm speaking with Laurent Favre, founder and CEO of Alternative Soft, a hedge fund software solution provider. Hello, Laurent.
Good afternoon, David.
And I thought before we jumped into the interview, maybe you could tell us just a little bit about your background and sort of how you ended up where you're at today.
Okay, so what about my background? I have studied several years at university and several masters, and then I decided to go and work in a large bank, which was a Swiss bank in Switzerland, where I worked 4 years. I was responsible for doing tactical asset allocation in the long only, where I learned a lot. And then after 4 years, I decided to switch a bit due to reason incompatibility between the bank and myself.
Okay.
And then I looked for a job in the hedge fund space, which I found in London, which was in 2005. But at that time, I had as well launched within 6 months a small software that I was able to sell to the largest fund in Switzerland. So I've been hired in London in a large bank running a fund, where I was working for them 50% and running as well my company 50%. And this I did that during 4 years in London, which was excellent. And then during the crisis in 2008 and 2009, then the bank restructured a bit. So they fired some big bosses and other analysts and myself as well. And then I worked 100% for my company since, as we are today in June 2010, so since 1 year exactly. And now I'm really happy to do that because my company is growing at a fast speed.
Okay, so the dedication to the company is really what has made it taken off.
Yes, in fact, what I have always to help people when they help me, to thank people when they help me. The bank in the UK, they helped me a lot by allowing me to work 50% for them, where I was responsible for the full investment process, and 50% for my company, which was at that time small. We were around 8 person, and now we are 15.
Very good. Very good. So tell us a little bit about Alternative Soft and what do you do? What does the software do, and who are your target clients?
Okay, so it's easy. The answer is easy. So we sell just the software for fund of hedge fund and banks investing in hedge fund, mutual fund, and ETF. Our software is different because you should ask yourself, why is this software good or bad? Our software is different because it focuses on extreme downside risks. Second is our software is easy to use. Even though you are big boss in a big bank, you open our software and you know what to do.
Okay, very good. Well, let's switch gears here and let's talk about some things that are happening in this industry and specifically what are some of the changes that you're seeing in the hedge fund industry, and what's your outlook here going forward?
So first, what I see as a change, which means there is nothing clever here because you need just to open your eyes and see what you can listen or what you can read. What we have seen in our investor, in our client needs, is more transparency in the hedge funds. Second is lower fee for the hedge funds. Third is less leverage for the hedge fund. Fourth is more of a client or new client as well are investing directly in hedge fund. Before they were investing in fund. Now they come to us and say, hey, we learned that you allow us to invest, or your software allow us to invest in hedge fund. How does it work? So these guys are coming directly to us. And the last point is higher liquidity in hedge fund. So these are the changes you can see that everybody who is reading a paper or listening to this TV that you can see in Bloomberg and CNBC, what you can hear about that. Now, concerning these are the changes you see, but some of these changes are, will they stay in the future? The answer is no, clearly, because some of them is like, it's an overreaction. For example, I have a good story here. I like it. Is that I did some with my brother. We did a big race in ski because I'm Swiss, so we are going skiing. And we did a race, and it was so cold that he froze his fingers, but he still recuperated them. But it was quite tough. So doing this race, and then why? Because we have not taken enough gloves with us. And then 2 years after, we did exactly, it was a race, huh? We did exactly the same race. It was much warmer at that time. And you know what he took in his bags? He took 3 pair of gloves, big gloves. It was an overreaction because he had been burned. So he took an overreaction. It's exactly what you see here with all the change that I told you. It's an overreaction. For example, all this higher liquidity, with this less leverage, this is whatever. This is just overreaction. It will come back to perhaps not as before, or yes, as usual, as before. So some of the changes will stay, but we'll speak after about the outlook. So my view is these are the changes and the future of the industry. I think we'll speak after. This is your next question.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. What going forward? I mean, obviously, you've got the opinion to say all of these changes have come to bear in the current market. There, you know, and you're right. You can't pick up the journal or any one of the financial magazines and read all about these things. And of course, the buzz about the additional regulation being levied on the hedge funds, but maybe an overreaction. So what do you see going forward?
Excellent question. Why? Because it's important to know that it's an overreaction. This is my view, I'm telling you my view. So it's an overreaction. For example, these UCITS, it will stay 12 months, it's good, but after it will change a bit. I will give you my outlook for the next 3 years. I'm not sure that a lot of guys giving next 3 years. So just my view, perhaps in 3 years, people who are listening to the interview should call me and see whether I was correct. So for the next 3 years, I have 50% chance to be correct and 50% chance to be wrong. This is important to know. But what is important to know is that given all the debt we have everywhere in the world except in Asian country and Germany, and with low interest rate, only it's excellent to invest in hedge funds. This is the first point, because they are able to benefit from inefficiency, some of them. So what we'll see in the next 3 years is two category of hedge fund who will emerge, which we see already. The first category is category which will look like mutual fund. In this category, we will put what we have today, these 130-30, these absolute funds, and who will invest in them? Pension fund and banks. These category of funds, of hedge fund, they will have lower fees, and it will be possible to do large investment. There is a second category. This category will be for fund of hedge fund. So this fund of hedge fund will invest in the second category of hedge fund. We call them the niche hedge funds. Or I guess I could put that niche. They will be less liquid. The hedge fund will be smaller. They will have leverage. They will be opaque. They will have higher return. And they will have lower correlation to equity than the first category. But all, see, I give you two categories. This differentiation will take time. Why? Because the investor now, some of investors say, yeah, I want to invest in UCITS liquid. Okay, they are going category one. The other guys say, yeah, I'm a fund of fund. I have to restructure my business. What do I do? We have some guys that keep their current business, which was with opaque hedge fund, less liquid, and they put a bit UCITS. So they don't know exactly what they do. So it will take some 12 months to clean all that, to understand what is the next, their business model.
Well, and I also think it's going to take some time just to sort through sort of the new hedge fund market that we have and the changes that you mentioned earlier, right? I mean, there's the ability to report at a higher level of transparency, managing the fact that you've got different liquidity requirements. I mean, all of those things from an operational standpoint have to happen first. And I think as firms sort of figure that out, then they'll be looking at longer term, what's the strategy? How are we going to grow the fund? How are we going to attract new investors? You know, what's our differentiation as well?
Exactly the point, differentiation. Because now if you offer, assume you are running a shop now, whatever, it's a small shop or bank. What do you offer to your investor? If you offer a fund of fund with UCITS, tell me, what do you offer me? A bit liquidity? Why do you offer me that? No, offering one illiquid fund of fund, or illiquid portfolio, or liquid portfolio, but not a bit in the middle where you don't know where you are. Differentiation.
Right.
So this is a business strategy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the use of technology in managing a fund, especially if I'm a smaller fund manager. Obviously, I've got additional pressures on me now that I wouldn't have had 2 or 3 years ago. How is technology going to help?
Okay, here I will be short because I'm not an expert in managing risk in a hedge fund. So I've never worked in a hedge fund. So I will simply say for category one, which will be the hedge fund, which look like mutual fund, it's important. Why? Because pension fund and banks will invest in my fund. So I need technology. I need a lot of automation and software and risk management. For category two, which are the niche hedge fund, less liquid, with leverage, it's useless. You should forget about software. So no technology, it's mainly understanding a strategy.
Okay. So not a great advantage for that niche hedge fund.
No.
All right. Okay. And when somebody's looking at, for instance, your software or any piece of technology for their business, what should they be looking at? What are the things that they should be considering when they're evaluating technology providers for their fund?
Okay, so first, I would say this is not difficult. It's like, imagine when you are growing. I took an example. I prepare an example and I say, you want to buy Microsoft Office 2010 on eBay. Do you really need to have a group of people with several meetings analyzing all software that exists and producing 100 pages of document? When you buy this Microsoft Office 2010, no. You need. I wrote six criteria when you select a technology providers. First question is, does the software answer all my needs? When I go on eBay and I say Microsoft Office answer all my needs, okay, yes. So I select the first one. Now, the price. What is the price? Is it 100,000 or is it a 10,000 software? The third one is when I select the technology provider. What is this technology provider annual profit? Why? Because we have to be sure that the guy is in the business in 3 years. But if the guy does not know whether UCITS will survive or whether liquid hedge fund will survive, whether fund of fund will survive, he does not know the technology provider does not know where to put his company, where to develop his software. So you have to be sure that this technology provider has enough annual profit. The fourth one is client reference. It's always good to be sure that this technology provider has already some big client. The fifth is, what is the speed in delivering new model for the technology provider? For example, if suddenly UCITS are coming on the market, which is the case since 3 months, there are some databases which are providing special database with UCITS funds. No, the question is, how long will it take for this technology provider to read this UCITS fund? If it's 2 years, clearly it does not work. You should not go with him. If it's 2 months, you should go with him. So ask this kind of question. How long will you take to include UCITS? How long will it take to include leverage in your software? And if the guy say you 8 months, yeah, it's not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is, I put it because I like it, is user friendliness. Because when you buy, I've seen a lot of time that it's in front of funds. When you buy a software, a technology provider, which is can be simple, at 10,000, or really complex at 100,000, it should not be a burden. It should help you. I've seen some fund of fund buying some software, and one guy was working 100% of his time on the software, or even sometimes more, just to input data, nothing automated, and then nothing really was working. He was losing data. The question is the software user-friendly?
Mm-hmm.
Is the question I will ask myself. For example, when I buy Microsoft Office about it, Microsoft Office 2010, is it user-friendly? The answer is yes. It can be more user-friendly, but is it easy to open? Yes. Is it easy to write a value in a cell? Yes. Is it easy to write the text in Word? Yes. So I'm happy to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the idea there being, if you're going to make the investment, the only way you're going to recoup the investment, you're going to get a return, an ROI, is to make sure that it's being used as it was designed and on a regular basis.
Yes, not only on a regular basis, but it should be easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I take an example a lot in my company with cars. When you go in your car in the morning at 7 o'clock, do you go in the engine and tweak bits and put petrol and change something? No, you just sit, you turn the key and you go. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Even the car is quite complex. Why we are not unable to build software which are easy to use, like a car? Let's do it.
Now, are you finding that in the technology space for the portfolio manager, for the risk manager, whatever it might be, are you finding that technology providers are offering trial periods or some way for these managers to test it and to bring it in house and work on it, or do they have to evaluate the ease of use and the user friendliness sort of from the outside?
No, technology provider, they provide a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is sure.
Okay. Good. So it gives them a chance to test drive that car before they make the commitment.
Oh yeah. Normally, when you buy a car, I always recommend to test the car.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I do not sell cars, but I recommend really to test the car in extreme condition.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, Lauren, thank you. I appreciate you investing the time here with us. And any parting thoughts and anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Yes, that the hedge fund will, what is important to know is that I believe the hedge fund will stay in the next 3 years and will increase in the next 3 years, according to my category, category one and category two. They will not disappear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So all the discussion of the additional pressures, those pressures are here, the market will adjust, and you'll find funds that will thrive in the new market.
Sure.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, thank you so much once again. We appreciate the time. And until next time, everyone, thanks for listening.